This content is AI-generated for informational purposes only and should not be directly used for clinical decision-making.
Hello and welcome back to the Neurosurgery Hub podcast. I'm Dr. Aris, Senior Attending Neurosurgeon.
And I'm Dr. Alara, Research Fellow. Today we're looking at a fascinating new study from the Journal of Stroke and Cerebral Vascular Diseases, published in 2026. It's titled Efficacy of Robot-Assisted Visualized Minimally Invasive Aspiration, or RAVMIA, for Lobar Intracerebral Hemorrhage.
This is a timely paper, Ilara. For our residents and students listening, the management of spontaneous intracerebral hemorrhage, or ICH, has been one of the most debated topics in our field for decades. We've moved from the early stitch trials to more modern endoscopic approaches, but the perfect surgical intervention is still something of a holy grail.
Exactly. The authors of this study acknowledge that while the role of surgery in ICH remains controversial, we have seen clinical trials demonstrating that endoscopic surgery, ES, is indeed efficacious, specifically for lobar ICH. But the catch has always been the surgical footprint.
Right. Even with a neuroendoscope, you're often looking at what the paper describes as centimeter-scale injury to normal cortical tissue. For a patient with a lobar bleed, where we are often operating near eloquent areas, a centimeter of collateral damage is significant. That brings us to the core of this paper, the RAVMIA technique.
RAVMIA scans for robot-assisted visualized minimally invasive aspiration. The researchers proposed this technique specifically to address that limitation of endoscopic surgery. Instead of that centimeter-scale injury, RAVMIA is designed to cause minimal collateral tissue injury, approximately 5 millimeters.
5 millimeters. That's a 50% reduction in the cortical tract compared to traditional endoscopic approaches. For the residents listening, think about the trajectory planning involved there. When you're reducing your footprint to 5 millimeters, your precision has to be absolute, which is why the robot assistant and visualized components are so critical.
And what's interesting is how they describe the hematoma itself. The paper notes that RAVMIA enables the efficient evacuation of elliptical hematomas. Most lobar bleeds aren't perfect spheres. They follow white matter tracts and take on these elongated elliptical shapes.
That's a key point. Traditional aspiration can sometimes be blind or limited in its reach, whereas the visualized aspect of RAVMIA, combined with robotic assistance, allows the surgeon to navigate that elliptical volume more effectively. The study's primary goal was to evaluate if this smaller 5-millimeter footprint could maintain the efficacy we've seen in larger-scale endoscopic trials.
Right. The study aims to evaluate that efficacy specifically for lobar ICH. They are really pushing the boundary of what minimally invasive means. In the abstract, they emphasize that while endoscopic surgery is the current benchmark for efficacy in trials, the requisite injury to normal cortical tissue is the main hurdle we need to overcome.
It's a classic neurosurgical trade-off, access versus trauma. If RAVMIA can achieve the same evacuation rates for these elliptical hematomas as ES, but with half the collateral damage, it changes the risk-benefit calculation for early surgical intervention.
It also suggests a shift toward more specialized robotic tools in the acute setting. We often think of robots in the context of functional neurosurgery or spine, but applying a robot-assisted visualized system to a lobar ICH suggests we're looking for a higher level of micro-precision in trauma and stroke.
Definitely. For the practicing surgeons out there, the takeaway from this 2026 paper is the refinement of the technique. We aren't just asking, should we evacuate anymore? We are asking, how small can we make the corridor while still being efficient?
The transition from centimeter scale to 5-millimeter injury is a major leap for cortical preservation.
It certainly is. Well, that's a concise look at a very important technical evolution in ICH management. Thank you for diving into the details with me, Dr. Ilara.
My pleasure, Dr. Aris.
To our listeners, stay tuned for our next episode where we'll continue to break down the latest advancements in the field. Until then, keep learning.